Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we will learn refreshing truth that is straight from the Bible.
Well, good morning to all the wonderful folks there in Bakersfield. I come to you in the name of the Lord today to teach you a simple spiritual principle from the Bible, that where you set your mind, that's the thing that determines the rest of your Christian life. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Let's pray. Father, as we go through this simple spiritual principle, help me to make it clear so that everyone can take advantage of it and live a better Christian life. In Jesus' name, amen. You see, the Bible tells us that where we set our spiritual focus is a matter of life and death. Here in Romans 8, verse 6, for the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. So where you put your mind is a matter of life and death. If your mind's on the Spirit, then you have life and peace. If your mind's on the flesh, then you end up in spiritual death. Now, the flesh is our ego. It's the thing that's easily offended. It's that part of us that is consumed with this age and the things of this age and the world. It's the part of us that loves sin. It's the part of us that gets fearful and cowardly. That's the flesh. And the mind set on the flesh is filled with contentions and strife. And it's always getting itself into some sort of trouble. If we go over to Galatians chapter 5, we'll learn a little bit more about this. Galatians chapter 5, and there we are, it said verse 16, Galatians 5:16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, for these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the deeds of the flesh, that's our ego part, are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and the things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I forewarned you, that those who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, envying one another. So if we're in the boastful, challenging, envying one another thing, then we are filled with our distress. We're filled with all the rage and all the offenses and all the things that have come against us, and our mind and our heart are trapped in negativity. So people who focus their mind on the flesh, on all the dissensions and strife and rivalry and the people who have said bad things about them and the person that cut them off in traffic, when they're thinking about the other political party or this or that, their mind is filled with rage and hurt and bitterness and the troubles of the age. And if our mind is filled on those things, or if our mind is focused on lust and gets filled with lust and all the things of promiscuity and all the rest, then we are dragged downhill fast into that spiritual spiral that we all know about, where we end up in a very bad place. We ruin our whole day or a whole week because our mind gets set on the flesh and it's not set on the Spirit at all. And so all the good things in our life disappear because our mind is set in the wrong place. It's set on the flesh. But if our mind is set on the Spirit, if we are filled with the Spirit, it says in Ephesians 5:18-20 that our heart will be changed and we'll be full of psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We'll be sweet, we'll be submissive, we'll be supple people who are full of the joy of the Lord and living in community and loving one another. So if our mind is set on the Spirit, we start heading towards life and peace. So it's where you set your mind that matters. It's where you focus your mind that matters. So how can we focus our mind on the Spirit and have life and peace? That's very important. So if you focus your mind on the Spirit, you will have life and peace, and that's a promise of God. So you need to get up in the morning and you need to pray, first thing. And you need to ask God to fill you with the Spirit as you start your day. And as you start to live this Spirit-filled, Spirit-focused life, you'll find that you are calmer, that you are less stressed. Don't read the news on the internet first thing in the morning. Try and give that little bit of time to God and to set your day in motion in the spirit instead of in all the rushing on huffing and puffing of life. Now, one of the important things in the spiritual life is to not to get into too much of a hurry. If we're in too much of a hurry, we only worry. We find ourselves becoming impatient. We find ourselves becoming unkind. We're rushing here, we're rushing there. We don't have time to love people. We don't have time to listen to people. And all the grace evaporates from our life once we get in a hurry. If you want to lose all the fruit of the Spirit, just be in a hurry. Just see what happens. Your patience goes. Your kindness goes. Your gentleness goes. And finally, your self-control goes. So all the love, joy, and peace in your life can be ruined by just being in too much of a hurry all the time. So slow down and focus on the Spirit. Slow down and focus on the Spirit. Be thankful to God. Give Him praise. Have an attitude of gratitude. Find the good things of life. Set your mind on things above, on the beautiful, on the good, on the holy, whatever is worthy or whatever is noble. Fill your mind with knowledge and with wisdom and with gracious things. Don't fill your mind with pornography, anger, internet arguments, and all the rest. That is going to destroy you spiritually. Your focus needs to be on the things above. Of course, you've got work to do, but do your work as unto the Lord, focused on God as you go through your normal day. So where your focus is, that is where your filling will be. If your mind is focused on all the stress in your life, you will become stressed. If your mind is focused on all the good things in your life, you will be grateful. If your mind is focused on your pride and your self-importance, you will become proud and easily offended and angry and always defending yourself from this or that. But if your mind is humble, if it's meek, if it's focused on God, if it lets God be in charge, then you will find life and peace, and you'll have lots of friends, and you'll be able to put up with your friends and maintain your relationships because you won't be offended and you won't be resigning and you won't be stomping around and throwing temper tantrums because your mind's focused on the Spirit. And you're as humble as Jesus is humble, and as humble as Moses was humble. And you walk like a humble human being because your mind is set in the right place and you've got the right view of yourself. So you need to have the right focus if you're to have the right results. Let me repeat that. You have to have the right focus if you're to have the right results. So temptation is distraction. The devil is always trying to flick your focus off from God and onto something else. You notice that when you try and pray, as soon as you sit down and pray, you've got to think about all the errands and your shopping lists and the worries of your life and your kids or your husband or your wife or whatever. You find that immediately the devil comes in and tries to distract you from being focused on the things of the Spirit. So you've got to take control. You've got to take your mind back. You take your mind back off those things and plant it firmly on the things of God. And this takes a lot of practice. You need to learn just to bring your mind back from all the worries of the saints and say, Lord, I am grateful. Lord, I am thankful. Lord, I thank you for this day. Lord, I bring all these problems before you. And so you don't get anxious about anything, but with prayer and supplication, you take those worries to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. So we're going over a very simple point over and over again. You just bring your mind back peacefully to the Spirit, to the cross, to the things of Jesus, to the scriptures you know, which is why it's really helpful to memorize scriptures. You can bring your mind back to them and focus on them and have the love, joy, and peace of the Lord. I came back from a visit to Virginia recently, and the pastor's house was full of music and full of scripture. Whenever you went around in that house, you were constantly reminded of the things of God, and their focus was on God at all times. So that's what you want. You want to have God's word in front of you. Wherever you go around your house, have Christian posters and have the word of God in front of your eyes and your ears. Put that Christian music on. Listen to stuff that's going to bless you. Don't go anywhere near the stuff that's going to tear you down and make you angry and full of rage. We're seeing all this violence around the world at the moment and people doing shootings and knife attacks and everything else like that because their focus is on their own ego. Their focus is on the hurt in their life. They are enraged. They are hurt. They are humiliated. They're full of resentment because their mind is on their resentments and not on Christ. Now, we all get hurt in life, and I understand what it is to have things that you need to forgive. But when you forgive, when you let go of all the stuff in your life and say, no, I'm not going to let that stuff run around in my head anymore, I'm going to focus on Jesus, then you will have life and peace. You cannot focus on the resentments in your life and the hurt that other people have done for you and have a decent spiritual life. You need to say, Lord, take this. I'm praying about this before you. That's what the Psalms are there for. Go and read them. And they'll get you back onto God, because David went through some terrible times. He was betrayed in terrible ways. And yet he kept on going to God and returning to his heavenly focus in the midst of all the politics and struggles and wars that come with being a king. Now, your life is probably not worse than his. You probably haven't got foreign nations trying to kill you at all times. You're not out there fighting Philistines and Amalekites and things like that. You've got to fight LA traffic. Okay, I understand that. That's pretty stressful at times. But even in the middle of traffic, set your heart upon the Lord, switch on that Christian radio station, put on a great CD, and switch your mind off that annoying person in the red pickup truck. So you've got to take your mind off the things that annoy you, oppress you, and worry you, and start putting it on Jesus. And as you do, you'll see the manifestation of the kingdom of God. Jesus turns up when our focus is in the right place. He can't turn up when we're, oh ye of little faith. Our faith has to be in God. We have to believe that the miracles will come, and we need to focus ourselves day by day on Jesus, and the miracles will start to manifest themselves, not by some magic of our own mind, but by faith in Jesus Christ. I'm not a New Ager, and I don't believe in that. I believe in answered prayer from a living God. But to get answered prayer from a living God, we've got to focus on God. And you've got to know your God. You've got to know the God that's on the throne. And you've got to turn your mind heavenward all during the day. Little one-minute prayers. Lord, help me with this. Lord, help me with that. Lord, thank you that you're there. Lord, I love you. All this kind of stuff. Just keep focusing on the Spirit and you will have life and peace. Because focus determines filling. And you want to be filled with joy, so focus on happy things. You want to be focused on, have peace, be focused on the sovereignty of God and you'll have peace in your heart. You want to have love, then focus on the love of God and what he's done for you in the cross, and your heart will be filled with love. If you want to have a heart that gets its way through life and is patient and strong, then focus on the strength of God and say, Lord, I believe I'm receiving strength from God. And God will strengthen you, because he has not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. So don't let your own sadness drag you down. Don't let the heavy things of life drag you down. You don't have to focus on those things. Focus on the Lord and he will lift you up, because he's your Savior. He's the lifter of your head. He will get you out of the mess that you're in at the moment. So we're calling out to you now, and I'm speaking out to all the people there in Bakersfield. I want you to have a great Christian life. I want you to be filled with joy. I don't want you dragged down to the mire of your own thoughts and your own worries. So you have to be determined to master your mind. You have to be determined to change your focus. Determine right now that you're going to change the things that you think about. That you're going to move the focus of your mind onto the positive and not onto the negative. Now, I'm not talking about positive thinking. I'm talking about Christ-centered focusing. That your mind will be on biblical things, on Christian things, on things that matter. And as your mind is set on the Spirit, not on the flesh, when your mind's set on the Spirit, you will have life and peace. And this is John Edmiston signing off. God bless and have a wonderful life. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. This is a faith ministry, and if the Lord has touched your heart, you may give securely online at eternity.church.